in their production of The Mystery of the Missing Manger. Those of you that don't know me, my name is Nancy. I'm one of the Sunday school teachers here. And I think I speak for all of the Sunday school teachers when I say that we love your kids very much. And tonight, the Christmas program always holds special nostalgia for us because almost every single one of us was a child in that pew at some point. And we're thankful for our teachers, many of whom are here tonight. But this is a time of year that we celebrate and highlight the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ and the part of his story when he became Emmanuel, God with us, to be just like us in every way, so that he could give all of himself to the cross to unite us in perfect love to God the Father. But the manger was not the beginning of his story. Many get that wrong. God's plan to redeem mankind to himself began before the world was made. John 1 tells us, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. But he came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." God's love was so far-reaching that the entire history of the world was designed to bring us to his heart. Creation was the beginning of the chain of events that would bring Jesus to the world. He would come as humbly as anyone could, born to a poor young couple in a smelly barn, surrounded by animals, wrapped in strips of linen, with a food trough for his bed. And there was no celebration, except in his parents in heaven, and a handful of shepherds chosen to witness his arrival. But everything about this story is about love. John chapter 3, verse 16 tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I pray if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, I hope you will ask him into your heart tonight. I promise it will be the best decision you've ever made. Ask any one of these kids sitting down front, and they'll tell you the reality of love, God's love and grace. Or maybe perhaps they'll sing it for you. They've practiced hard for 3 long months, so I hope we can get on with our evening. I'd like to give a special shout of thank you to our sister Lynn Bishop, who designed our programs tonight. If you didn't get one, we have plenty in the back, and I'm sure somebody can get one for you. But we'll open our evening with a hymnal song from this red book there in front of you. So if you would, stand with me, and let's sing page 100, "O Come All Ye Faithful." And afterwards, we'll have a prayer. And I had it on my heart to ask Brother Brian Cummings to pray for us. Is he here? Brian, there you are. Hi. All right, so after we're done singing, we'll have a prayer and we'll get going. Page 100.
Thank you.
will begin tonight with our littlest group. The 2 through 5-year-olds are going to present a few songs, and then the elementary 1st through 8th grade will take it from there. We hope you enjoy the mystery of the missing manger.
Oh, That's not going to work. I better go fix that.
Church to decorate for Christmas before?
Really? You've never decorated a church for Christmas before? This is my favorite day of the whole entire year.
Really? This is your favorite day of the year? More than your birthday or Christmas morning?
Well, maybe it's my third favorite day of the year.
Okay, we got everything for the nativity scene.
Jamie said he had to put this costume on to get into the holiday spirit.
A cow costume puts you in the holiday spirit?
Hey, the cows are very important part of that night at Bethlehem.
I think the wise men were more important than the cow. After all, they brought the presents. And what is Christmas without presents?
I think you're... Bah, humbug. Well, I think you're both wrong. The sheep definitely had a starring role. They were on the hillside with the shepherds, and you see them right beside the manger in every Christmas scene.
Hey, speaking of the manger, where is it? Wasn't it with all the other stuff?
Nope, we bought everything Pastor Peterson had set out for us. Maybe he moved it.
Well, maybe you should go look again.
Sorry, Collins, but it wasn't there. Maybe he already moved it out here.
Not over here.
Not here either.
It's not over here, and we can't decorate for Christmas without the manger.
I mean, we do have a lot of other stuff here. I'm sure it's fine if we don't have the manger. What? Is the manger a really important deal? Is the manger a really big deal?
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal. Bethlehem is that town where all happened that first Christmas, and the manger is a very important part of the story.
Well, we can't decorate for Christmas without the manger. Where could it be? This is a mystery for sure.
Ooh, I love mysteries.
Me too. Mysteries are like music to my ears.
Yes, please stop, because that was so bad.
Calm down, you two. We better solve this mystery fast if we're gonna get all this ready for Christmas. So right now, all of this looks very wrong.
Get to the bottom of this. Should I go call Pastor Peterson?
Yes, and while you're at it, go check all the other rooms in the church.
All the other rooms?
Yes.
Okay, but that might take a while. If I'm not back by the 4th of July, somebody better come looking for me.
So, this might be a strange question, but can someone tell me what a manger even is?
It's like a wooden box that was used a long time ago as a food trough for animals.
Oh, so we need it for the cows and the sheep.
No, we need it for Jesus. You see, after he was born, his mom laid him in a manger.
Then wait, so it was his bed? That's weird.
It's because there was no room for them in the inn where everyone else was staying. So Mary and Joseph had to stay in a stable where the animals were kept.
Again, weird. Actually, that sounds like a real mystery to me. It sounds like Jesus is a really big deal.
Oh, he's a big deal, all right. People had heard for generations that one day a Messiah would come who would deliver his people.
Wait, he's a Messiah? Or a king? Or a prince of peace? Or what?
Actually, he's all those things and more.
That's why a prophet said a king was coming, a prince of peace, the answer to a promise God made long ago.
In most of the rooms. I did not look in the girls' bathroom.
Well, you never know. Did you talk to Pastor Peterson?
Called him. No answer.
Yeah, no, I've been thinking. Piper's right. I mean, It had to be a little confusing to people back in Jesus' days. They expected a baby when God said he was going to send a savior.
Wait, a savior? You didn't mention that.
Oh, Piper, that's the best part of the story. God promised that one day he would send a savior, someone who would save his people from sin.
Sin? What do you mean?
You see, Piper, sin is what separates us from God. And God said the only way to make things right with him is for someone to pay the price for those sins. But it had to be someone who was perfect. And we definitely aren't perfect.
So God sent Jesus to be born as a baby, grow up, and live a perfect life. And one day, die on the cross for sins, then be raised from the dead. He did all that to be a savior.
And yes, he wasn't exactly what people were expecting. So it was probably a mystery to people back then that a baby was born in Bethlehem and might be the savior.
That's all well and good, but we really need to focus. We still have a mystery to solve right now. If we don't find that manger before Christmas Eve, we're still going to be missing the most important part of Christmas.
Collins, you know it really doesn't matter if we have a manger for our nativity, right? I mean, the most important thing isn't the manger, it's for people to hear and believe what Christmas is all about, Jesus.
That's right. The Bible says if we confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord and believe that God raised him from the dead, we will be saved.
So you mean all this manger stuff really doesn't matter? And I can celebrate Christmas just by believing who Jesus is and what he did for me?
Yes, that's what Christmas is all about.
Wow, I thought I was coming here today just to help decorate a building. But now I think I was coming here for something much more important than that.
Well, maybe the real reason you came today is so you could know about the greatest Christmas present of all, Jesus.
Thank you.
about Christmas and forget what really matters most. Thanks for the reminder.
That's okay, Collins. I think there are a lot of people who probably forget what they're supposed to be celebrating at Christmas.
Yeah, like maybe Christmas is a bit of a mystery to them too. They saw the decorations, the parties, the food, and the presents. But they still feel a little sad or lonely. Don't know why. If they knew about Jesus, their mystery would be solved.
We really should do everything we can to tell people about Jesus. And when they come here, it should be very obvious why we are celebrating.
And you know what would help make that obvious? A manger. Again, a nativity scene is something to show that we're celebrating someone's birth. And when Jesus was born, he was placed in a manger. See, this is why we need to solve this mystery.
Here we go again.
Okay, let's spread out and start looking again.
Hey, kids.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Looking for the manger for the nativity scene.
Guys.
What? You found it?
You found it.
Yeah. What's going on here?
We've been looking for this all day.
Really? Well, I just took it home to fix it. The leg was broken and it kept tipping over.
I'm so happy we finally solved this mystery. Now we can put the final touch on our display.
You know, I'm glad we found the manger, but I'm mostly glad I finally know what Christmas is all about, and I really want other people to know too.
Well, it sounds like you found what you were looking for, and a lot to celebrate.
Church is over.
Something's missing.
Oh, no. Now what?
We need more cows.
Oh, more cows.
Wanted to take a special minute to give a huge thank you to this fabulous man right here. We love him. We are so insanely thankful for him and what he gives to this meeting with his time and his talent to the Lord, and how he just blesses everybody so much with his heart. So this is a gift from the youth choir to one of your favorite places, sushi, sushi. And I have one more special thank you for this lady right here. Come here. My sweet Lindsay, our program director. She's been such a gracious sweetheart to me and just handles everything with such a calm spirit. And she's just amazing. I love her so much. So thank you, sweetie.
It's for you.
Everybody that's helped with the program, we couldn't do it without you. All the teachers, all the people that have helped with the lunches, the rehearsals, and just thank you for being here tonight and just such an opportunity to give out the word of God, and we're so proud of all these kids over here. So thank you.
And for you parents.
Yep, thank you for being here.
Thanks for those.
They're great.
That was about as clear a salvation message as I've ever heard at a Christmas program. And I think that I need to say this. If someone's here tonight that hasn't accepted Christ as their Savior, if you can't receive the sincerity of those children and the love of God in their heart, I'd encourage you to really search your heart. Because that's real. That's real and that's sincere. You guys, and I mean it so sincerely, you're incredible. To be able to do those things that you do and the short amount of time, teachers, it's amazing. And we have brilliant young people and they're very skilled and talented. I heard we even had a wrestler that just wrestled and won the championship. Way to go, Benny. So we have a lot of wonderful things that, you know, God has enabled these kids to do and these parents provide for them. And it's like I say, these are very high functioning young people. But the best part of them, and the thing that means the most to them, if you really talk to any of them, they'd tell you about Jesus. And I commend you, parents. These young people, they know Jesus, and they love Jesus. And I'm thankful tonight to, again, be so overwhelmed. And the teachers that you were led to pick out this actual little cantata for them, that's as clear a message, Lindsay, as there could be. I couldn't even give a better encouragement or salvation message, not even close. So we're thankful tonight. It is. It's just been tremendous. God's good to us. And appreciate every life that's come out here tonight. You've been blessed. I've been blessed. Always am when we gather in Jesus' name. It's a good time. But we're going to have some candy that's given out. And we do this each year. And so I know the high schoolers are back here. I hope they're not taking the candy and leaving. But I think they're going to come out here with some candy here in a minute. And I'd like the kids to go first. And kids, you're going to have your one box. And I ask you, from the bottom of Angie and Neve's heart, not to open your candy in the church. So please don't open it till you get home. But each child's going to get one box. And then everybody that's here, we'd like you to have a box for your family. And again, thank you for coming out. I pray, I'd hope that there might be something that even draws you to come back. This is a place, again, by the grace of God. We do love the Lord. God's given us a precious place to be. This world's tough. There's a lot of things pulling at these young people. There's a lot of things pulling at adults right now. A lot of people are confused. A lot of people are in fear. I'll tell you what, I'm so thankful. We've got a God that in his perfect love, there's no fear. We've got a God that it says that he gives you perfect peace. If you don't know him, come. Love to tell you about Jesus. There's a hope that shines in the people of the Lord. Again, thank you tonight. We appreciate it. Come on out.